This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
All right, in for Sean Pendergast. I'm Sean Bajani. Seth Payne with me as well. Taking you up until 10 o'clock. Just saw Reggie Atatula. Imagine John Lopez going to be in his house. We'll talk to those guys here in a couple of segments.
Reginald, we were talking earlier about how we kind of missed the Sports Radio 610 Combine that we used to do because
yes.
It was a lot of fun. And you're really good at it. You're one of the stronger participants. But we figured
2-time push-up champion, bro.
Yeah, and at this point, I was I don't know anything about Reginald's athletic background, but just by virtue of relative youth and non-obesity, I feel like he would be one of the better ones. And then if he is actually an athlete on top of that, then you might have somebody to push and compete with you.
I would strongly favor Reggie Atatula to win a Sports Radio 610 Combine if we ever had one of those again. I don't know anything about him athletically. He just he looks like he's an in-shape dude.
He's fit, yeah. He's
yeah,
fit.
He definitely does. Though, push-up contest, like, don't even try me. Don't even try me.
No, yeah, you've got like that bull rider physique of like I bet you could. You're probably the damn kid that could do 15 like 25 pull-ups in gym class. No big deal.
Used to,
but when you're back in the day, I always used to be, man, like that's one thing bigger guys would be jealous of in terms of the body, like strength to body weight ratio. When you're a bigger guy, you're just not as good at it as like a mid-sized dude or a smaller dude. So like in wrestling especially, you know, the lightweight guys are always just doing all the pull-ups and everything and getting whip out pull-ups. Yeah, like I'm super jealous. I'm jealous of people that can do a boatload of pull-ups. And then also, as I get older and I veered more towards just doing endurance exercise and everything, if I see you at the grocery store and you're some dude that's like 5'11", 135 pounds, and you're wearing fancy running shoes with your fancy, you know, fitness watch on and everything, I'm like, oh, this dude can probably crank out 5-minute miles like it's nothing.
Oh, yeah.
I'm very, very jealous of you. Yeah. The days of having a big bench presser doesn't really do it for you anymore once you're in your 50s.
I recently started running again. And even just like my pace now, it is nowhere close to what it was 5 years ago when I was running marathons. It's wild.
Isn't it nuts how decrepit you get? I know, honestly, you think about how fast you could run a mile when you were in high school. And it wasn't like I was ever a good distance runner or anything. I was a bigger guy, but oh my God.
Yeah.
I don't even want to tell you how fast I ran the last mile I like actually gutted it out on.
When I was coaching, I did distance. I was the distance coach on the boys track team.
Yeah.
And, you know, doing 7th and 8th grade boys track, I would have at least one kid every year that, you know, they'd start off, you know, 6.5, 7-minute mile. I'd get them down to, you know, 5. There was one kiddo who ran a sub-5 in 8th grade.
And, in 8th grade?
Yeah, 8th grade. Ridiculous. And he ended up running like a 4:34 Where did he go? I can't remember now. It wasn't at U of H. It was somewhere. I can't remember what college he went to. Really great kid. Shout out Travion Clayton, man. I used to tell my coach, like, when we were training, I'd run with the kids sometimes. I'm like, all right, time me on the mile. I felt great about myself if I could get close to, like, 7.
Yeah.
Now, no way. I think I would die of, like, heat exhaustion right now if I tried
honestly, that is one of the ones that if you ever – I'm so impressed with distance runners because, you know, like, there's time – I used to live – I've lived on two different marathon routes in my life. One, the and in Houston, obviously. Houston, I've either lived near the route or I've tried to get coffee in the morning and I've like left to the coffee place before the route was closed off, and then I try to get back home I've like been trapped by the hurricane, trapped by the marathon route. I couldn't figure out how to get out of the marathon. But when you watch the leaders. And by leaders, in my opinion, I'd say anybody who finishes in the top 25%, I'm watching them run, and I'm like, how the hell are they doing this for 26 miles?
Yeah,
it's no, like it's they're at an all-out. They are just striding. It would be like an all-out treadmill workout for me.
The dudes, 5.5-minute mile pace, do that it's 26 times.
Yeah.
It's pretty crazy, man. This guy, man, we need him to go the distance like whenever he does come back, and that's Yordan Alvarez. Who knows when that's going to be? I know you talked about some Dana Brown comments with B. Scott yesterday, but there was this one in particular that I wanted to bring up to you. Dana Brown was on the Astros pregame show on Sunday, and this is what he had to say in regards to the injury situation with Yordan. Quote, he said it wasn't the normal pain that he usually gets in his hand, so he thought maybe he could grind through it, and it was just soreness. Maybe at the point we probably should have shut him down. Maybe for a week, given it a chance to heal, and not let him try. Emphasis on not let him try to fight through it and potentially cause more damage. End quote from Dana Brown. So
this is the. Oh, go ahead.
I just wanted to ask you your opinion because you and I were going back and forth earlier, and I'd said something to the effect that, you know, I feel like Dana Brown and the Astros medical staff, like, look, they take heat, and you know what? They should, because the recovery time for these pitchers that have undergone, you know, elbow surgery, Tommy John's shoulder, it's just been ridiculous, from Luis Garcia to Lance McCullers, and God forbid, you know, we see this with Christian Javier and J.P. France. He's a little bit of a different case. You know, the odds are already stacked way against him in returning. But, you know, for Yordan, this is not the first time that he's dealt with a hand injury. So if he says, you know what, it feels different, maybe I can push through it. Okay, well, he only missed 11 games a few years ago in 21 whenever this was a situation. It's been a minute since he's had this.
You know what, though? I'll also confess to poor reading comprehension on my part, or at least kind of not. I was reading it through a certain filter. And maybe it was when I heard it and then read it. I can't. But when Dana Brown said he said it wasn't the normal pain that he usually gets in his hand, the way I heard that was that it was either a more extreme pain or a different type of pain. When in reality, I think what Dana Brown is saying there, and obviously, is that it wasn't as much pain. So like, it wasn't the normal pain, so it wasn't as much pain. So like that makes that part of it makes sense, I suppose, since he's had this before. I interpreted it wrong or potentially incorrectly the first time, because when I heard it, I thought, wait a second, he's saying it doesn't feel the way it normally feels when he has this, and you're not investigating it. But if it was just a matter that there wasn't as much pain as usual, I kind of get that, I guess. But it's not like, listen, I know you don't want to do too much imaging because there are, you know, there's potential long-term risks, some more imaging you get and everything, but it's a hand X-ray or it's a hand MRI. Just get the do a few extra.
Yeah, take some pictures. Here's the thing. He said it wasn't the normal pain that he usually gets, like as if he gets this all the time. There's one other time that I just mentioned, 2021, of a documented, like, lengthy period of time that he had to miss. Now, this guy hasn't played baseball in a month. The last game that he played was May 2nd. Here we are at June 3rd, and who knows when he's going to come back, if there's a fracture and he's only 60% or whatever the percentage is now that he's re-aggravated this. This is what Yordan Alvarez said when they recently asked him about it. Quote, I kept playing because I've played before with pain in my hand. I didn't think it was going to be something big, but I think the fact that I kept playing caused my hand to stress more and caused the small fracture. This is, again, the point that I want to make in that, hey, the player is hurt. The player makes team aware that the player is hurt. But at what point in time does the team need to save the player from himself, regardless of who you are? If you're Yordan Alvarez, if you're Jose Altuve, or if you're Brendan Rodgers, does it really matter? Like, you need this guy, and they're occupying an important piece on a 26-man roster. At what point in time are you the Astros that say, you know what, like, boy, we're down three guys in our starting rotation. Boy, we've got underperformance going on some of our everyday players. We've got to nip this in the bud. Now, that's where I think the Astros are very much at fault. Like, this is a guy that you've committed 5 years and 100-some-odd million dollars to, and they got a few more years left on their deal, and they're one of the best hitters in the game. You have to optimize what you can of Yordan, and I don't think the Astros did that at all here.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses like Rise Bakery connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
It's tough, and this would be the hard part about that is this is because of the Kyle Tucker situation last year, and because it's so eerily similar that you don't hear anything from a player for weeks, or in the case of Kyle Tucker, months, and then you find out, oh, they discovered a break late in the process. That's the part where, man, I don't know if two is enough to constitute a trend, but then you stack it on top of the multiple more than average Tommy John surgeries that the Astros pitchers have had, the setbacks that they've had with it. But there is also the part of, man, when it is a hand injury that you've worked through before and it hasn't been a broken bone issue in those instances, you know, the players themselves and their communication with the training staff, the guys are generally normally playing through some kind of thing. Most guys in a long baseball season are playing through some kind of pain. And you don't want to be a hypochondriac or a malingerer about it. And that's where the haziness of it comes in, and where it's not an exact science. And if it were just this situation and just Yordan, it wouldn't be as frustrating if all of those other factors in previous examples didn't exist. That's where you just start to wonder what the hell is going on here.
Yeah, exactly, man. It's going to be something to watch for. The piece that Chandler Rome talked about on his podcast recently, like about the perception, you know, with the Astros medical staff, you know, it being a really bad look. Like, it's been a bad look now for a couple of years. It's just now coming to a head because here's a non-pitcher and Yordan Alvarez, like I'd said, one of the best hitters in the game, that you have now been, your handling of it's been a bit negligent, I feel like. But I do think that the players got to understand the situation as well. And maybe that's too much to ask. I don't know, you being a former athlete yourself. Like, I'm asking you, Seth, hey, you know when you're hurt. You know when to kind of cool it.
Right.
That's difficult. I
mean, they did at least two MRIs, and the first MRI didn't show anything because of the swelling and everything.
Yeah.
And whatever the x-rays, you can tell. It wasn't until the second MRI, and because he's been through these situations before, it's nice to have hard and fast opinions about the way things should have gone. But yeah, I had 14 or 15 orthopedic surgeries in my NFL career. And in a few of them, I had complications and it was dicey. And I can't look back on them and think, well, the team should have known that this was what was going on. Because it's just, I mean, there's a lot of things. It's kind of like, you know how lawyers talk about this, how it's tough sometimes because juries come in and because they watch so much television, they expect there to be conclusive DNA evidence about everything. And you're like, no, this is, it's not always so cut and dry. It's not like, oh, somebody stole a candy bar, did they? Let's swab and see the DNA test of it. The technology is not as good as you want to believe it is or you think it is. And I think that's what happens with sports injuries.
Yeah.
Great as the technology is, when it comes to diagnosing things, it's actually kind of tough, especially when it comes to tiny little bones in the hand. So I want to give them a pass, and it would help me help you, Astros. Help me just by just being a little bit more transparent about this stuff. And maybe an update here or there explaining what's going on instead of, nope, everything's fine, everything's fine. The classic example was when a day or two before Christian Javier was going to have his Tommy John surgery, the update from Espada was, yeah, he's feeling a lot better. Like, all right. And then all of a sudden you find out that him and Luis Garcia are going in hand to have their Tommy Johns done.
Oh, yeah. By the way, we need to get an update on Luis Garcia. He threw a bullpen this weekend. I'll be looking for the updates there.
I like
this
his glasses. That's the only thing I can get excited about with Luis Garcia. I like his glasses.
The glasses.
A lot of guys, I don't like CJ's glasses. Those ones that he wears, the clear ones that kind of make him look like a school marm or something.
Yeah, he wears the same ones that Charles Barkley wears on his podcast sometimes. It doesn't work. Final segment coming up next. We'll talk with the guys from In the Loop and get you set for Astros opening a 6-game roadie tonight. That's next.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Grilling season is in full swing, and Whole Foods Market has the essentials to make summer meals simple, flavorful, and affordable. With great everyday prices across the store, it's easy to build a crowd-pleasing spread without sacrificing quality. The 365 by Whole Foods Market brand offers a wide selection of grilling favorites, like no antibiotics ever chicken thighs, ground beef, wild-caught salmon burgers, and uncured hot dogs. There are also plenty of sides to choose from, including organic salad kits, kettle cooked chips, tortilla chips, and bold zesty salsas. For toppings and marinades, look for organic condiments like no sugar added ketchup and yellow mustard, plus spice rubs and sauces to bring extra flavor. To round things out, pick up sparkling water, organic lemonade, and pints of ice cream, plus organic cake cones for an easy summer dessert. There are so many ways to save on summer grilling favorites at Whole Foods Market.